This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A special counsel has released a harshly critical assessment of President Biden's handling of sensitive government materials, AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The documents were found in a cardboard box in his Delaware garage, in his basement, and elsewhere. It's a hard assessment of his handling of sensitive material, but it also clears the president of any criminal wrongdoing.
The special counsel in my case decided against moving forward with any charges. This matter is now closed.
The president at a Democratic retreat saying he cooperated fully with the year-long probe. It's separate from the one charging Donald Trump with illegally hoarding top secret records at his Florida estate. Biden's probe likely blunts his efforts to hammer Trump for his as they move toward a likely November showdown. Trump says this is a two-tier justice system, and Biden's case was far more severe than his. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other allies. VOA's Rick Pantileo has more.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.